You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In an interview with the New Zealand Herald, Andrew King, Executive Officer of the New Zealand Property Investors Federation, advised landlords to delay installing heat pumps until after the election. After garnering a fair amount of controversy for this comment, he released a statement this morning clarifying that what he actually meant was that while the Property Investors Federation encourages landlords to install heat pumps, they believe that not every house needs a heat pump and that not every tenant wants one. This got us thinking. Do houses need heat pumps? To answer this question, I spoke to Ben Schmidt, coordinator of the Manawatu Tenants Union. So in the statement, the New Zealand Property Investors Federation said that Andrew King himself, he said that he himself would be willing to install a heat pump, but the tenant would have to pay extra for that. What does this increase in rent mean? If tenants are already paying for power, then what is this increase in rent meant to cover?
So I think what's happening there is landlords are trying to say that the cost of purchasing and installing a heat pump is so much that it would require them to pass the cost on to the tenant and increase the rent. Look, that is an absolutely appalling attitude, and it's quite often wrong. We know it's the basic, or likely soon going to be a part of the basic legal requirements for being a landlord, and it's also a part of just a basic moral obligation to provide a warm, dry home. A lot of landlords are already doing well. They're already getting capital gains on the property, and there is no reason that a marginal improvement like providing a decent heater for a living area should have to result in a rent increase for the tenant, especially when tenants are already doing it tough and a lot of tenants are already struggling to put food on the table after they pay the rent.
Also, isn't the whole, like, ostensibly the justification for the landlord-tenant relationship that the landlord takes on the risk of investment in upgrading the home?
Oh, absolutely should be. It's a business, it's a commercial decision and investment at the end of the day. Sometimes landlords think that they're doing tenants a favour. That's not the case. It's a business, they're there to make money, and they should be taking those risks and those investments required into account.
And what do you make of warm, dry homes being construed as a luxury item?
It's wrong. Disgusting, and that is a large part of the reason why we have approximately 1,600 people dying every year associated with cold or housing-related illnesses. It should be a fundamental basic human right to live in a warm, dry home. It's certainly the expectation overseas, but it's not the case in New Zealand because too many people continue to think that it's acceptable for tenants to suffer for the privilege of having a roof over their head.
Mm. Do you think that tenants will opt out of using their heat pump in order to save on their power bill? To what extent is quality of the housing stock itself a bigger problem than whether or not there's a heat pump?
I think often that question can be missing the point, because if a tenant chooses to use or not use a heat pump or a heater, that's up to them, certainly benefits to that. But the fact is they should have that choice in the first place, regardless of whether they can afford or they decide to use those heating options. A landlord should still provide the means for a tenant to be able to heat their home and for them to have that choice without having to purchase heaters for themselves and spend more expenses in the first place. So some tenants will be in a position where they may not be able to properly heat their homes, but really that's a reason for why we need to keep rents fair and affordable. It's a reason why we need to increase benefits, and also what has been missing from the conversation at times is recognising that upfront cheaper sources of heating for tenants, like some of your oil fin heaters or opening the oven, are often inefficient and more expensive in the long run. So by providing something like a heat pump or a more suitable fixed form of heating, it would be cheaper for tenants in many cases to heat their living area than it would be if they're trying to cobble together heating sources themselves.
And to what extent do regional differences play into this? You know, if there's no... The housing crisis isn't as prescient in Manawatu, but why is it still a problem if rents go up to cover this?
We have a housing crisis right across New Zealand. Certainly it hasn't quite as bad as aspects of the Auckland situation, but here in the Manawatu, I've been working with a number of tenants recently who have been facing rent increases in instances of $80, $120, $140, even $200 a week. They can't afford that. We have abysmal, mouldy, rotting homes here in the Manawatu as well, and we have tenants who are struggling to afford to live in those. And it's those same challenges we're facing that tenants are facing in Auckland.
Just to finish off, really briefly, can you answer, do we need heat pumps in homes?
We need all homes to be warm and dry. If heat pumps is the best way to do that, there is also the allowance in the Healthy Home Standards that it just needs to be a fixed form of heating that can heat the living area to at least 18 degrees Celsius. Maybe a heat pump, it may be a fireplace, but a tenant deserves to have a warm, dry home no matter what.
And I spoke to Aaron Picard, organiser for Renters United. What benefits do heat pumps provide?
Well, it's a no-brainer, really. You know, the World Health Organization recommends houses should be heated to 18 to 21 degrees, particularly 21 degrees if you've got a baby. And so if houses fall below 16 degrees, the risk of respiratory illness increases. And yeah, alongside that, usually cold houses are damp and that leads to mould. So we're looking at about 46% of New Zealand's housing has inadequate heating, and about 49% show dampness and mould. And so we're at very high levels of bronchitis, asthma, and bronchiectasis. Particularly, you know, in children, this leads to about 20 children dying each year, and another 30,000 hospitalised. So that's just a sketch of like how bad the problem is, and it's really a no-brainer that making sure rental properties have heat pumps installed is one way to, you know, make sure people are living healthy lives.
If tenants are already paying for power, then what is an increase in rent for a heat pump meant to cover?
Well, I think we want to see that a heat pump is just a requirement for a landlord to provide, and that shouldn't necessarily lead to an increase in costs, but it's just one of those expectations that if you want to be a landlord, you've got to provide adequate heating so that your house that you're providing to people is healthy.
And what do you make of warm, dry homes being construed as a luxury, as something that tenants can choose to have if they want it?
It's a fundamental human right to have a healthy home. And right now, the burden of these shockingly cold and damp homes has been put onto our public health system. And it's not that big an ask for landlords who make money out of renting houses to make sure that their houses are up to standard and aren't going to negatively affect the health of people living in it.
Cool. So just to finish off, very briefly, can you just answer, do we need heat pumps in homes?
Yes, it's a basic start to healthy homes.
Jemima also spoke to Letitia Harding, Chief Executive of the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation NZ, for a health-centred perspective on the issue.
What are the health benefits of having a heat pump or a heating source in a home?
Yeah, undoubtedly having a warm, healthy home is going to improve anybody living in that home's health, basically. We know that homes which aren't well insulated or warm correlate with significant, you know, have a significant impact on respiratory health.
Do you think currently that landlords perhaps prioritise cost over the health and well-being of their tenants?
I think it's difficult. I mean, we absolutely know that you need to have a warm, well-ventilated, mould-free home to prevent respiratory diseases for people living in those unhealthy environments. But I think that the challenge is with landlords is the cost and the healthy home standards, putting those in, how those costs are going to be, you know, recouped, because we certainly don't want people to have, you know, huge rent increases, etc., that is going to impact on them anyway.
So I imagine that you know about the New Zealand Property Investors Federation made a comment saying that not every tenant wants a heat pump. Do you think it's about a want or a need issue when it comes to health?
It's probably a little bit of, it's probably also a bit of education as well around the significance of having a healthy, warm home. We know that, for instance, the World Health Organization recommends indoor temperature being around 18 degrees, and if you've got babies or elderly people living in the home, then it should be around 20 degrees or higher. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of people living in cold homes don't realise that this is actually, you know, unhealthy not to be at those temperatures. So I think the challenge is that with a heat pump, you know, it is quite expensive to run, and you've already got people who are challenged with paying rent. You know, how is that extra cost going to impact on them as well?
And just finally, do you think we need heat pumps in homes?
I think that we heat pumps are probably the most effective way to heat a home in a healthy way. And I think that it is important to have heat pumps in the home to keep them dry, to keep them warm, to keep that indoor temperature at that level, and ultimately help keep people healthy and hopefully keep, you know, respiratory diseases like pneumonia and bronchiolitis, things like that, at bay.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.